Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is what I love about Friday mornings. This song! Oh, you know what? When we have the new time, 8 o'clock, we don't get to play this. But in fact, even though we've only started at 8 o'clock a few times in the last few weeks, tonight, since there was NFL on KMOX, it means that we get to be live after midnight, which means the Rebecca Black legend continues on these airwaves. Yeah, I would almost want to go back, and I wonder what Jim White would say about a song like that. Do I want to know? All right, here's the phone number. Anything goes. We can have some fun. I'm going to be out for the next week, so go ahead. Please give me a call. I'm going to miss your voice. So let's do it now. 436-7900. You can call or text that line. Or also 800-925-1120. Elliot Davis, he does this segment on Fox 2, which is You Paid For It. Ah, that's a great segment. So he was over on Martin Luther King Boulevard talking to St. Louis Alderman Jeffrey Boyd about decorative lights. How much do you think those street lights run? Now, think about the area they're put into. Now, since you can't see it on the radio, I'm going to paint the picture for you. I want you to imagine going down a road where to your left there's boarded up buildings and to your right there's either rubble or boarded up buildings. And I want you to look up at these big black posts, and on each side, there's on the right side of the post and the left side of the post, there's a light on each. Sometimes they're broken, sometimes they're not, but a lot of times they're not even turned on. How much do you think something like that cost that area to put in there?
Jeffrey Boyd had decorative lights put up on Martin Luther King Drive. $1 million worth of lights.
$1 million worth of lights. Whoa, 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 whoa. How would you like that, Bill? $1 million. Huh, interesting.
The St. Louis alderman said the lights were supposed to spur development in this troubled, economically depressed ward.
Oh, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But when I'm shopping for a home, I always say this to my wife. The number one thing we want are beautiful, decorative street lights close to our house. That's the number one thing. If there's no street lights near the home, don't even talk to me if they cost less than $1 million. Don't even look me up and down. Are you kidding? That's the thing that's going to spur development? I can think of one thing. If we're going to do like a Family Feud version of things that'll spur development in an area, and I was able to get to that button first, my answer would be stop the murders in the area. That would be a great start to try to spur some economic development and get people to move in over there. Oh, that'd be good. Okay, let me press again. Get rid of the drug deals. Ooh. Stop the prostitution. Wow. Notice how not even on the board is $1 million street lights.
It didn't. So now something new. A big push to tear down more abandoned buildings where your lights are.
No one wants to come when there's broken sidewalks and potholes everywhere on the street, right?
But they're decorative lights in front of empty lots and boarded up buildings.
That's okay. We deserve it.
It's $1 million.
Wait. So is the philosophy in the city of St. Louis, treat yourself. Yeah, we just need to treat yourself. And if we can do that, everything will be all right. They were $1 million and we're putting them in front of abandoned buildings and rubble. Oy.
It is a good use of taxpayers' money at the end of the day, because it gives hope to people over in this community.
The decorative lights stretched for blocks and blocks, but now, instead of the lights just being in front of abandoned buildings, many are now in front of vacant lots. Residents say it's all the same.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. $1 million. We deserve it. Hey, you got to treat yourself. Taxpayer money. Now, again, think of all the things that need to change in that area before people even want to consider opening up a business or want to revitalize that area. If we're playing Family Feud, I'm just going to keep hitting that button. And there's probably about, 10 different things that can go on that board before I even consider if the street is well lit at night.
How does decorative lights give hope?
Oh, we see better.
But very good answer. I mean, he's got you there. Check in, mate.
How does decorative lights give hope?
Oh, we see better.
Check, mate. Give the guy another $1 million. Let's put some more lights up.
But you have regular lights up to see.
Yeah, but the decorative lights make it even better.
So what do you think about...
So they have regular lights that are still there. These are the decorative lights. Oh, yes.
What about the decorative lights? It costs $1 million.
It's a waste of money if you ask me. Mm-hmm. They're never on. They don't work half of the time.
Do you think they've added anything to the neighborhood?
No.
Oh, yeah, interesting. So they're never on half of the time. They haven't added anything to the neighborhood. The people that regularly visit that area, they're looking at that and they're saying, $1 million, huh? That's how you spent your money? You know, we got all kinds of issues here in the city of St. Louis. We have tons of things that could go maybe a little higher priority. But isn't this awesome? We're trying to apply for all these federal grants. We're going to get, 30-some million dollars here from the feds to put a trolley that no one uses that goes to nowhere. We're going to spend, $1 million over here and get some federal grant money in order to put up some decorative streetlights in an area with abandoned buildings and high crime and just dilapidated rubble, all of these things around here. That's the high priorities because we deserve it. We deserve it. Come on now.
Look at this neighborhood. Take a look at it. What have they added?
Alderman Boyd.
What have they added? That's a good question. That is a really good question.
Alderman Boyd could have applied for federal funds for some other improvement besides lights.
You already had lights.
But it wasn't enough.
Who said it wasn't enough?
The people in the community. They felt unsafe walking up and down the street. We added more lights, and they happen to be decorative lights that cost $1 million, in which the city only paid 20% of that.
But you don't
So the federal government gave us $800,000 for decorative lights. What a bargain.
Jeffrey Boyd is not...
which he clearly said you could apply to use that money in other ways. It didn't have to be decorative lighting. Can we review that contract? Who spent the money to put that in? Okay. And do they have any ties to Alderman Jeffrey Boyd? I'm just spitballing here. I'm curious because you're very defensive over something that is totally useless in this area. Totally useless.
Not the only alderman to try decorative lights to try and revive a troubled area. Several others have done the same, unfortunately, with about the same result.
$1 million lights. All right. Hey, we're just coming up with all kinds of great ideas for the area. If you have a great idea, 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I'm going to miss your voice over the next week. Why don't you call in and we can talk now before I go on vacation? It's Overnight America, KMOX. All right, let's take some of your calls and we can have some fun. And I want to hear your voice before I go on vacation. 436-7900, also 800-925-1120. I love that we get calls from all over the United States. I love it. Patrick calling in from D.C. I haven't heard from you since before the Cardinals-Nationals series. What's going on?
Well, I was hoping that I'd get my rock intro. I always like a nice rock intro when I call on your radio station.
Well, what's your victory song that we should play for you then for your team
winning? Oh, real easy. I got that one right here. Hey, hey, we are going to the World Series. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah.
Wow. All right, so you're going to the World Series. You're probably playing the Astros.
Well, no, we would. We have to play the Yankees because the Council of the Economic Indicators say that the Yankees will bring $2 million more dollars to the to our economic growth if the Yankees come down to play.
Not looking good. They lost again tonight, so not looking good.
Yes, I heard that on your radio program. How's that, man?
All right. So what's going on, Patrick? What's up?
Well, other than all the political stuff, you were talking about, you know, streetlights and homes and things like that. Are you getting the new LED streetlights over there?
I don't know if we have LED streetlights. Good question. I don't know.
They're now a rather oblong rectangle. They're not like a big bulb. They're kind of in their a flat shell, and they have multiple light bulbs in them, and they just brighten up the whole area. Hmm. Yeah, and you can definitely see, and they've done it at Baltimore City. When you drive through Baltimore at night, it has made a tremendous difference wherever they have them.
Well, I know there was an issue here for a while because right across the street from our building is a war memorial. And because of the construction on that, there was something weird about the electricity, and they were leaving the street lights here running 24/7. And they were wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars doing that. Someone did the math on it. So I'm going to guess we don't have LEDs in some areas. Maybe some do. I don't know.
You recognize them right off. They're a very clean, bright white light. Very, very nice, as a matter of fact. Very nice. Okay. And you can go down the road. If you have a neighborhood that has them, you don't even need your headlights on it, believe it or not. They're that nice.
Wow.
But one of those things about a streetlight outside your house is, you know if the power goes out, if the streetlight is out, it's all in the neighborhood and not just you, right?
No, that's a big part, sure. One of these. So is that why people drive around St. Louis with their lights off, huh?
I can't.
Oh, no, there may be other things. Yeah, they might have stolen the car. Okay.
They might have stolen the car. By the way, did your travel book guy get a chance to ride the loop?
No, I didn't ask him about that. I interviewed him earlier before the show. I should have asked him if he had a chance to hop on the trolley. He said no. He didn't really get a chance to see much of anything when he was here because he had his other obligations. He had his speaking engagements, and he did some trivia night stuff here, too. So he's going to come back. There's other options for him. But by the time he comes back, I'm going to guess that trolley's going to be on hold.
But the sad part here in our town now and in the area and the region is the passing of Elijah Cummings. He really didn't look good anyway when you see clips of him. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. But it also shows you that if you look at other men who were in their late 60s, there's a lot of vigorous men. You know, that politics stuff can just eat at you and eat at you and eat at you. Where you're not really taking care of yourself, you're looking out for everybody else. And he made he sacrificed his health, I bet you, for the good of his community.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in. And maybe for the benefit of anyone serving right now, maybe we should just put in some term limits for their own health's sake.
Yeah. All right, or at least understand that you can go and vote them out.
That could be it, too. Hey, Patrick, good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you're going to have a nice, safe vacation, right?
Thank you. I will. I know I will. And everyone who is listening tonight, be nice to all the fill-in hosts for the next week. Be really nice to them. Beth calling in from Texas. Hi.
Hi, Ryan.
Your Astros are this close to getting in.
I know. And we're going to beat those Washington guys, too.
I knew it.
No, you were talking about $1 million for the lights.
Yeah.
You know, that's like when Trump talks about clearing out the swamp, that's part of what the swamp is taking $1 million and putting them in lights in places. We were going to have some in a park down here. They had put in a federal grant, asked for lights for the park so that it could be open late. And then before the lights got put up, they had a neighborhood kind of like a survey taken, and people did not want the park open after dark because too many people were using it for things they shouldn't have been using it for.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the city was going to put in lights so we could have it open until 2:00 in the morning.
Oh, man.
And so they actually wound up sending the money back, you know, because they weren't going to use it for what it's going to use for. It took them 5 years to get the government to take the money back.
Oh, wow.
They kept saying, no, use it for the lights for the park. And they're like, we're not going to put lights in the park. Can you take the money back?
And isn't that something?
It took them that long to get the money back to the government.
How in the world, they're trying to be responsible and they're trying to govern in a responsible and fiscal way. And the government's like, no, please waste our money. Oh, that gives me no faith in the government.
Look at the people who go into Congress who they're wealthy. You know, they do have some money. They have to in order to run for Congress now any days. But when it comes time when we start looking to see about whether or not they should come out or not, they're multimillionaires. Mm. Now, how do you get all that money if you're working for the government and you're working for me?
Yeah.
And you've got two houses.
Or three.
You know, people used to laugh at a Representative Ryan who literally told people he slept in his own office because he didn't have an apartment in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And he kept his house in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, it just, there are too many people. That's like, I understand why, you know, there's all this uproar about the Biden boys.
Mm-hmm.
Both of the boys got millions of dollars. You know, the one they're talking about, he gets $30,000 a month.
50, you
to
mean?
That's right. Yeah, $50,000 a month to be on a board. I'd go run good on the board. I'll go do it. You know, I know as much about oil as he probably does.
No, you probably know more.
I live in Texas.
Yeah. You probably know more. It's zero knowledge, sure. No qualifications for it.
I have a question. I want to know if you've ever taken your son to this place. The last time I was in St. Louis, we stayed at the Drury Hotel downtown across from the Arch.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the lobby, there's the panorama of Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea.
Hmm.
They have large bronze statues. And it goes all the way across the lobby. There's a little creek-like thing that they follow through on it. Take him there and let him see those, because they were letting, when we were there, they were letting kids climb on them, the buffalo and all those kind of things. And he would have a good time with that. Now, it's inside the building. It's not outside.
I'll remember that.
You actually have to go in the lobby to see them.
Next time we visit the Arch, I'll remember that. We'll maybe sneak away and give that a try. All right. Good to hear from you, Beth. Be nice to the guest host of the next week, okay?
All right. Have fun on your day. Week it off.
All right, bye-bye. All right. That's a good one. 436-7900. I want to take some more of your calls, so don't go anywhere. Rich from South Bend text messaged us. I'm good to hear from Rich. It's been a little bit. He said, way to go, D.C. And then it says 4OI, and I think he might have an issue with the texting. I know Rich, he doesn't do the smartphone. He does the flip phone, so I get what he's saying. Way to go, D.C. So I think he's happy that he's going to see the Astros and the Nationals, I guess. Or maybe he just hates the Cardinals so much because he's a Cubs fan. That's why he wants to rub it in that the Nationals beat the Cardinals. All right. Now we'll take some more of your calls coming up at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. There it is. I knew this was going to happen sometime soon. We should just play this for the only rejoin music between now and Halloween, really. Producer Ben's favorite song. He'll listen to this in March. He'll listen to it in July. It's only in October does it make sense to play it.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
Thank you for joining the Overnight Monster Mash. And Rick has been holding on in St. Louis. Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Hi there, Ryan. I want to talk to you about some of the stuff they're talking about that I think they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I was on call a ride. I'm a member of Van Betts Post 6. I'm part of the Sons of Van Betts. And I was on my way over there on the call a ride van, and there was some potholes out there in the street mm-hmm. or something, really, you don't have to go to an amusement park to ride a ride. If you want to go for a ride, get on a call a ride van and ride over those streets.
Oh, no, that bad.
Yeah, seriously. I'm serious. Now, my seatbelt was fastened, but I literally went up into the air, and I came back down on the seat.
It bumped your back end right off that seat.
Yeah, and I told the driver, I said, these people are hollering about how soccer stadium. What they need to do is prioritize things and take money and fix up these streets.
Yeah. Well, you know, the nice thing about the soccer stadium, they voted on that, and they said, no, we're not going to be giving any taxpayer money into it. So they found a way to privately fund this thing. And the only thing that the government is doing is, as long as the plan is still the same, allowing them to build on the land that the government owns that's not being used right now. But everything else, the government's not spending any money. They're just basically giving them this plot of land that they don't have to maintain anymore. So all the other stuff, they've privately funded it. So, Rick, we're lucky. But you're right about the infrastructure stuff. We got a lot of stuff that this—
They do.
Oh, go ahead.
That's for sure, because now he's talking about the trolley. I've never rode the trolley. But I will say this. I've been to Blueberry Hill. Mm-hmm. I go there every once in a while. I was down there the day that they erected the statue of Chuck Berry, which thought was a great thing. Being a good rock and blues man that I am, I thought that was a great thing, still do. I think I was over at the pageant once when they have what they call a guitar attack, which I was there when they had some of the blues rock musicians over there with Benny, the late Benny Smith, when he was there back in the early mid 2000s, I was there for that. I'm glad that they have something there at Del Mar Hall, you know, music through the loop and that kind of stuff. And Joe Edwards, I listened to him once on the Fox Files when he talked about how Blueberry Hill got started back in the early 70s. Of course, I moved up here to St. Louis in 97. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all great and wonderful. He has done a lot for the community. I'm not arguing with that a lot. But with this trolley thing, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rick. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. And Rick brought up a really important point. He talked about the potholes. He talked about some of the other issues. I keep thinking about all the infrastructure problems and the upgrades that America needs to make and have a lot of tough decisions on how they're going to fund this thing over the next couple of decades. We have highways. We have bridges. We have out-of-date power grids. We have out-of-date sewer grids, wastewater, all of these things. All these different areas, we're talking not billions, but like trillions of dollars to update everything that needs to be done here in the United States. So maybe we stop funding the $1 million streetlight beautification funds. Maybe we stop with the, we're going to have $32 million here for a trolley, $1 million here for streetlights. Maybe we stop with that and we start reallocating the money for the, I don't know, bridge fund. How about we start with the bridges so we don't have bridges collapsing? You know, that would be a good start. Or the potholes or whatever it is. Let me go to Mike in St. Louis. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
How you doing? Good. You know, next year, White Castle is going to start selling beer.
Yeah, I've read that story. You're right.
Well, I can't believe that. The only beer I would drink is root beer.
I know. It's an interesting thing. There's a couple of White Castles downtown. I wonder if they have to cut it off after a certain point, you know, the ones that are open really late and all night. It also makes me wonder how popular that's going to be, too. I mean,
I wonder that because I wonder not this bar or just on the top. I don't know. But let's say when they do that next year, you think there's going to be a lot of people sitting there having a lot of fights after drinking too much beer?
I don't know if you would overindulge inside of a White Castle. You figure it would be just like a one type of situation. You go and you have one with your burgers. But then again, I don't know. I don't. Yeah. To me, it's a little bit strange, but I guess they are unique in the way they want to test it out.
So what do you think of that? Are you for it? I don't know if Chris, I could be wrong, and thanks, and you have a wonderful week, and I'm glad you're feeling better. But I could be wrong. Maybe you can help me and find this information. I was talking with Chris. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're cutting out there. Mike, are you still there?
White Castle was Christian.
Ooh. Yeah, Mike, your phone's cutting out. I'm sorry. I think
I said, I thought White Castle was Christian.
Ooh. Thank you for your call, Mike. I'm sorry. Your phone keeps cutting out there. I don't know about the faith. I've sat down and I've done over an hour interview with the president of White Castle, and he's a great guy. And I love White Castle burgers. And you know who loves them more than anyone else is Kevin Killeen. He can't get enough of White Castle burgers, and rightfully so. I enjoy them. And when my wife goes to Aldi or Ruler, one of the places, I don't know, sometimes she's able to pick up, they got the White Castle frozen burgers. I'll say, buy them out whenever you see them. Because you there's like the little two packs you can throw in the microwave for a minute. Oh, it's so good. But I love White Castles. I don't drink. I normally don't go to places where the main attraction is you're going to be going there to drink with people. I stay away from things like that. Now, considering it's a restaurant, I'll go to restaurants where there is alcohol. It's a little weird if you think about it because it puts them in a weird classification. You normally don't think of a fast food restaurant as one that you would go and have alcohol at, right? You just want a cheap meal, a good meal. You want to get in and you want to get out, or you just go through the drive-thru, whatever it is. I don't know if that's going to change people's habits, right? The people that don't normally go in to eat and dine into White Castle, are they going to go there? Are they going to be finding that it's more appealing for them to go in and do that sort of thing? They're smart people. They've tried a lot of things in the past. I'm sure there's a risk involved with it, but I guess they're taking it. Let's go to Tyrone calling in. Hi.
Well, I thought I'd call you before you went on vacation.
Oh, good to hear from you. So what's going on?
First of all, I didn't hear where you're going on vacation.
Nowhere. I'm staying here. Well, my son is turning 5, so we're throwing a birthday party for him for here and all of his friends that live here. So we're having family that's coming in, so they're coming in to visit us, and we're going to host and spend time with them.
Well, that is kind of like better than going on vacation on the road then, isn't it?
It's nice. We don't have to go anywhere. And we get to do all the things that we enjoy doing because for the out-of-town family, it's new to them. So it's kind of fun to do that.
Have you ever been up here on vacation to Galena, Illinois?
No. What's there?
You've got to come to Galena. If you've never been to Galena, you've got to come here.
How do you spell Galena?
G-A-L-E-N-A.
All right. Let me find out what's there. What's the attraction?
It's a former 19th century silver lead mine boomtown that started back in 1820.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when that all went by the wayside, like everything else, then it became a major tourist attraction out of it with all the old buildings. And
oh, it looks awesome. I'm looking at some pictures on Google right now. It looks beautiful.
You got to come to Galena. It's right up the river from you.
Okay. How far?
Oh, I'd say, I'd say maybe 290 or 75 miles, somewhere like that.
Oh, and Google says, is there a Ulysses S. Grant's home there?
Yeah, well, he lived there, before he, believe it or not, Grant was a mama's boy, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived there with his parents, when he got into the leather, what do they call it, the leather patent.
The tanning or whatever?
Industry. And that was before the Civil War came along. But a lot of people didn't know that. Is you would never guess that General Grant was a mama's boy. You would never guess that.
Wow, I'm looking where that's at. That's all the way up near the border of Wisconsin on Illinois. That's like way up there.
The people come here from all over the world to see this town. I don't know how they get word of it across the sea, but they do.
Yeah. Okay, so you're probably not calling in about that. What's going on?
No, I want to know. They've been advertising heavily on the internet. I don't know whether you've seen this or not. Advertising heavily on the internet for this TV antenna called the Live Wave.
Okay.
And it's supposed to turn your whole house into a giant TV antenna using all the copper wiring in your house.
Mm-hmm.
and it turns it into a giant TV antenna. So what that leads you to believe is, well, if you live in a in like a high rise, it must really work good, you know. And it turns, and that's what it's supposed to do. And I know KMOX covers 44 states, like Jim White used to say.
Yeah,
I want to know if anybody out there has sent for one of these, and do they really work? And I've seen other antennas, you know, going all the way back to 1969, and you know, like in Popular Mechanics and Popular Science and the ads in the back that say they do the same thing. You know, they turn your house into a giant antenna. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know if anybody in the 44 states has sent for any of these, and do they work?
Oh, boy. So I'm just doing a quick search online. And a lot of bad reviews pop up immediately. So I don't know personally. I don't know anyone that has them. Let's see. Reviews, TV antennas. These things could go upward of $100 for this antenna. Is that how expensive they could be?
Well, the way I understand it, it's the one that I'm talking about is like $40.
Okay.
And you just plug it in your socket, and away you go. It turns the house into a giant, uses all the copper wiring in your house that you can't see.
Ooh, I don't know if it works that way. Just my general knowledge of how antennas work, I don't think it works like that. But you know, if someone is listening that has tried this out before, it's called the Live Wave. Is that what it's called?
The Live Wave. It looks like a regular semi plug, you know, and you just plug it in the wall and screw it in the back of your flat screen, and away you go. Do the auto scan on the broadcast, you know, and you're supposed to get like, well, you know, your house just becomes like a giant satellite dish.
All right. Well, if anyone's listening right now, give us a call if you have one of these. You can give us a review of the Live Wave, and you can help Tyrone out before the weekend. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. I can never think of your name when I want to think of it.
I'll give you all the time you need. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Let me see. Brian Recker.
You're pretty close. You're pretty. It's Ryan. And this is it. I feel like I say my name about 8 times an hour. And you're not the only one that does that. So maybe I need to say it about 10 times an hour.
That's all right. Ryan Recker.
Thank you, Tyrone. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
All right, so the Live Wave, I'm looking online. And if anyone actually has one of these, go ahead and give us your full review if it's worth the money. And you can help Tyrone out that way. It's Overnight America, KMOX. So how come we're not playing Monster Mash right now, huh? What's up with that? In about an hour, I'm going to be officially in vacation mode. During the break, Tyrone, I looked up some reviews. They were all very negative on that antenna. So, you know, do some research for yourself. But if anyone had one of those new wave antennas, you can call in and give your review, I guess. I don't know anything about them. Don't have one. Can't give you a personal review myself. But not too many positive things were said online. Just doing a quick search. Just doing a couple of quick things. Talking about not so positive things. Imagine you are good enough to make it on Wheel of Fortune. I am terrible at Wheel of Fortune. You could have 90% of the puzzle letters up on the board, and I still won't be able to figure out what the word or phrase is. I am just so, so bad at that. My wife's pretty good. I'm terrible. I know some couples will watch it. Some couples will play Jeopardy. Oh, there it is! I'm happy it's back up there. I came out of nowhere, but let's enjoy some Monster Mash. Where did that come from?
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom.
You know that scene in Breakfast Club where they're up on the top of the bookshelf and they're doing that dance? That's what producer Ben's doing right now.
Jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on.
on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun.
The producer Ben just said, this is our Gloria.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
Oh, very good. Oh, that's so funny. That's so fun. I just want to play the whole song. Why not?
The Coffin Bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It got on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played,
you know, I think Jim White would approve. I really do. If we were just playing Monster Mash for an hour, this sounds like something he would do. All right, folks, now we're going to play the Monster Mash for the next hour.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
All right.
It's a graveyard smash.
That's probably the only impression I can do of Bill White. Or Jim White, excuse me.
It's now the Monster Mash.
All right. Oh, that's just funny. Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash. Oh, there's going to be many more of those opportunities to play that between now and Halloween. All right, so real quick before we go to break in CBS News, and we got another hour to go before it's official vacation time for me, so I'm going to try my best not to punch out early. I saw this real quick, and I thought this was too good to pass up. And I already forgot the transition I used to get into this, so I'm just going to go straight into it. Wheel of Fortune contestant. So some people love Wheel of Fortune. I'm terrible at it. If you are good enough to make it to the Wheel of Fortune and you finally make it up there, I want you to imagine how proud your family would be as you're a contestant, spinning that wheel, solving the puzzles, making some money, doing your thing. And then you have all of the different contestants get an opportunity to talk to Pat Sajak and say a little bit about themselves. And you're one of the family members and you're there and you're thinking, oh, there's our Blair. His name's Blair Davis. There's our Blair. Oh, Blair, he's so good. I can't believe it. Oh, quiet. He's about to talk about us. And then Blair goes and says to Pat Sajak,
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Wow. Yikes. Well, gather around, kids. I'm sure you told all of your friends to watch tonight, and the old battle axe sitting there thinking, okay, apparently it was just an inside joke. They really love each other, but it was still a pretty funny thing to see on national television. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.